Historian Phil Roberts at the University of Wyoming recently published a book called Cody's Cave, which tells the story of a vast set of caverns near Cody. The cave was once a national monument, but was then turned over to local control, and Roberts argues that was a grave mistake, because the site is now just a hole in the ground, off limits to the public. Roberts joins us now to talk about the cave and its demise.
The cave was found in January of 1909 when a fellow by the name of Ned Frost from Cody was up hunting bobcats with his dog. And suddenly the bobcat disappeared and the dog chased the bobcat behind this ledge. And what had happened is that they had gone into a cave. And Ned Frost took a look and he saw that this was a pretty big cave. And so a week later, he sent a group of people up to take a longer look at the cave. And included with that party was William F. Cody, Buffalo Bill. The cave goes deep into Cedar Mountain, and there are all kinds of chambers and passageways that are just honeycombed through that mountain.
Now, initially, this cave was in federal hands, then eventually it got transferred to the city of Cody. How did that happen?
It was interesting how it became a national monument, because Wyoming had, of course, the nation's first national monument with Devil's Tower. And this was only 3 years after Devil's Tower was created that this cave was found. Within 9 months, Shoshone Caverns National Monument was created by proclamation of President Taft. And Buffalo Bill thought that this would be a perfect tourist destination to help his new town of Cody.
But it ended up turning out that it was not an easy monument for the Park Service to run, essentially. So what happened there?
Well, the cave was, of course, found before the Park Service was created. And so initially, the administration of it was handed over to the superintendent of Yellowstone National Park. And the superintendent of Yellowstone had a tough enough time trying to take care of his huge domain up there without thinking about a cave 50 miles outside the borders of the park. And so even early on, they recognized that it would take a huge amount of money to make it accessible. And it would take a large amount of money to get a road built to up to the site, because it was a pretty tough climb.
And so the federal government was happy to get rid of this. Why did Cody want the cave?
Well, all the way through this time, the city of Cody was complaining about the fact that this cavern had been neglected, that there wasn't an easy access up there, and that the Park Service, every time that the city of Cody would ask them, well, what are you doing about the caverns, they would say, well, that's sort of a secondary mission of ours. We're really more interested in Yellowstone National Park, and of course, most people in Cody were more interested in Yellowstone Park. And so the very few people who thought that the caverns could turn into something kept pressing the Park Service until finally, through a combination of factors, Congress authorized the delisting of Shoshone Caverns National Monument and essentially handed over to the city of Cody. And of course, the city of Cody initially thought that they could do what the Park Service had not been able to do. And of course, they were very willing to do it, but I don't believe a lot of people involved in the project initially recognized the impediments. It was going to be expensive, and it was going to be very difficult to make that cave accessible. A project of that scope was way beyond the means of a small town. The cavern was operated by the concessionaire for the city of Cody. He finally gave up because it was just way too expensive, and it was just not profitable to keep going. He handed it back to the city of Cody. And about 10 years passed and nothing much was done. So in 1977, the city council of Cody very quietly turned it over to the federal government, to the Bureau of Land Management. So it's now BLM land, and it's not accessible to the public. And I think it's an object lesson for how to treat national monuments and parks and other federal lands, because sometimes, even though the federal government might not be doing exactly what the local people want them to do, at least the resource was being protected. And there was some amount of thought going into the fact that at some time in the future, there may be an opportunity to take advantage of that resource as a tourist destination. So I think it's a really dangerous proposition to advocate that the federal government dispose of its control over federal lands in the West.
Phil Roberts is author of Cody's Cave. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.